This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
We just want to meet these guys. They have been here from day get. They've actually, I don't want to tell their story for them, but Sam and Isaac were part of the youth group kids when Matt was a youth group leader many years ago. And so we just want to get to know you guys. So first, Sam, I want to learn what you, for many years, volunteered at Anchor. You gave your time freely. Can you tell us about what that looked like and what motivated you towards that?
Yeah, I apologize. My voice is like on the verge of going, so I just have to say that from the start. But I think for Isaac and I, we've always loved serving at church on Sundays. Sundays for us, we've loved it for being at Anchor for the last 5 years. And Sunday for us is just church day, and we get in and we do it. And I think in 2016, I kind of find myself in this space where I all of a sudden had more time. So I actually was a nurse and then left that. And yeah, Isaac very willingly let me kind of volunteer at church. The internship program came up in 2016. And whilst I didn't feel like I fit that mold because I didn't need this mentorship, but I emailed Matt and said, look, where can I help? And he sent me a list of things, and I didn't love the sound of any of them. To be honest, I'm the type of person where I was like, admin, like people that are gifted with admin, I felt sorry for them. But yeah, I ended up jumping in. I thought I'll do that and I'll try that for a bit, and ended up really loving it. I think God challenged me in it. And what I do in that role as Matt's PA is a bunch of things. It's really hard to nail down, but I basically free him up to preach on Sundays. And I know that I can't preach on Sundays, but I can do general admin tasks to help you guys out and help him out. So, yeah, great. I love serving the servants. That's basically what that role is.
And I would say you do a phenomenal job, Sam. We're so thankful for the years and countless hours that you've given to free Matt up, to free the preaching team up, to free all of us up, to book spaces. And it's, you know, if it's someone who hates admin, then God has given you a real spiritual gift. You love it now. Great. So your role's changing a bit this year. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So on top of doing Matt's PA job, I'm doing creative coordinating, I guess it's called. So that involves oversight of our series, our events, and making sure that we don't get to 2 weeks before the event and go, oh, how can we make it amazing? It's planning that, so commissioning a bunch of creatives in our church to kind of get together and plan all those things. And I think for me, I've always been drawn to God as the character of creator in nature, in the human body. I've always found it amazing. And about 2 years ago, I was listening to a non-Christian podcast that spoke about creatives and how creativity revitalizes cities. And I just thought, man, like how similar is that to what Jesus calls us to? So I've found a real passion for that in probably the last 2 years. And I should have said, we actually run a wedding videography business together. So that's what we do outside of our time at Anchor. But yeah, so I just really love that. Any creatives out there, I'm going to plug it. If you like anything, journalists, architects, production people, music people, come speak to me. I'd love to have a chat.
Amazing. And so thank you for sharing that and really leading the way for us in what is it like to pursue excellence in this culture as really we mimic God in his pursuit of excellence. And so in our pursuit of excellence. Now the Roman series, this Anatomy of Grace, which we have been, I remember even early days speaking with Matt, arguing with Matt, like, okay, hey, when are we going to preach Romans? And so this is a long time coming for us. And Matt's excited. Everyone's excited about this. And a lot of this is sort of the visuals, the campaign is a lot of fruit of your labor. Can you talk to us about what was motivating for you, who was with you as you did that?
Yeah, totally. I can't take credit for the idea. Callan Dawson, is she here? Maybe not. Next service. Thanks, Dawson. So Callan came up with the idea. We were sitting in a creative meeting, and I don't want to share too much because Matt's going to share a bit at the top of his sermon, but it's a Japanese art. Can we get the image up, actually, of the Anatomy of Grace? Paul, can we get that up? Thanks. So it's this Japanese, I think, pottery art form of kintsugi. As I said, I don't want to say too much about it, but I think this is just related to us getting together, planning things out. So this idea, probably we came up with it about how long ago? Three months ago? Yeah, and then we've just been working to create the videos and graphics and everything like that.
Great, awesome. Thank you for giving your time to that and for freeing Sam up to do that as well. Isaac, now, specifically, how can we be praying for you both in this season of your life as you continue to serve and work and do, you know, have your own business on the side? Like, what does that look like for us as a family to love and support you through prayer?
You haven't gotten a word in. Classic. Isaac never gets a word in. You can answer.
I think that, you know, we love, like Sam said, we love to serve, but I just pray for longevity in that serving as well. We've been really blessed to find serving refreshing, and we get a lot from it as well as giving in it as well. And but yeah, just pray that we can continue on through that. I think we've got a pretty big year ahead, so just pray for us, just in terms of just keeping on fire, keeping a creative brain. When you do so many creative things, your creativity levels can drain pretty quickly. But yeah, just pray that God would be able to just sustain us through that. Did you want to add anything?
No, that's fine.
Great. Let's pray for these guys. Father, we thank you again for your goodness to them. We thank you, Jesus, that you have saved them. You've rescued them. They're your children. This is your beloved son and your beloved daughter, in whom you are well pleased. And so we thank you for them. And we ask now, Lord, that you would give them pace, an inner pace and an outer pace that will keep them in ministry for the long haul. That 1-2 years, it wouldn't be their goal, but the next 50 years of serving you, Jesus, would be their passion in their heart. And so put the right people around them, give them rest and what they need in this next season, we pray that you will provide, because we know that you are a provider. You delight to give good things to your children. So just lift them up to you now. We thank you for their gifts, for their passions, but more so for who they are and who they're becoming in you. And so I thank you for them, and we lift them up to you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can we give them a round? Thank you, guys.